From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the National Assembly Speaker urges completing a constitutional amendment within the 22nd National Assembly's term, while the opposition camp claims the ruling party is pushing the amendment for political gain. The government raises its landslide crisis alert for most areas of the nation by a notch to the second lowest caution. And the U.S. announces new visa rules that would impact more than 13,000 South Koreans currently in America. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Gu Hee-jin. Marking Constitution Day as a public holiday for the first time in 18 years, National Assembly Speaker Cho Jong-sik proposed completing a constitutional amendment before the end of the 22nd National Assembly's term. The main opposition People Power Party pushed back, alleging that the ruling party is seeking the amendment for political gain and protesting the DP's unilateral formation of parliamentary committees. Yoon So-young has the details.
제78주년 제헌절 견축식을 시작하겠습니다.
At a ceremony marking the 78th Constitution Day, Assembly Speaker Cho Jong-sik put constitutional reform back on the table after it failed to pass in the first half of the 22nd term of the National Assembly.
저는 2027년에 국민주권 개헌안을 마련하고
Cho proposed drafting an amendment bill next year to complete the process before the Assembly's current term ends in May 2028, noting that next year will also mark 40 years since the last constitutional revision in 1987. He stated that the Assembly should begin by addressing issues on which both parties are likely to agree, such as reflecting the spirit of the 1980 Gwangju Democratic Uprising in the Constitution's preamble and limiting the President's martial law power. He also said that once these matters are settled, they will tackle more challenging issues such as reforming the National Election Commission. The People Power Party had initially planned to boycott the ceremony to protest the DP's unilateral selection of standing committee chairs for the second half of the 22nd National Assembly. But the PPP floor leadership ultimately attended the event, emphasizing the importance of prioritizing the bigger picture. Still, PPP floor leader Jeong Jeom-sik slammed the ruling camp for undermining and violating the spirit of the Constitution by neglecting to engage with and compromise with the opposition in handling state affairs. He added that the key values and principles of the Constitution, such as freedom of expression, separation of powers, and independence of the judiciary, are being infringed upon by the ruling party's legislative power. Meanwhile, President Lee Jae-myung stated on Friday in a separate social media message that Korea's modern history has been characterized by citizens defending their sovereignty against forces that undermine the Constitution. He warned that the declaration of martial law on December 3, 2024 demonstrates that threats to democracy are still a possibility today. He also stated that he plans to designate December 3rd as National Sovereignty Day as a reminder. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The government raised its landslide crisis alert across the nation, except for the southernmost Jeju Island, by a notch to the second lowest caution level on a four-point scale. The Korea Forest Service said the level would be elevated for the country's 15 major cities and provinces as of 1:30 p.m. Friday in consideration of rain forecasts and landslide predictions. Monsoon rains are forecast nationwide from Friday night through Sunday, with at least 300 millimeters of precipitation expected to hit the capital area and the inland and mountainous regions of eastern Gangwon province. The agency added that the central Chungcheong region will see at least 250 millimeters of rain. The Forest Agency has cautioned residents in the affected regions to avoid outdoor activities near forested areas and to heed emergency disaster warning texts and evacuation instructions in their communities.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The United States has announced new visa rules that would limit the length of stay by foreign students and others on work and study-based exchange programs to 4 years, a change expected to affect more than 13,000 South Koreans currently in the U.S. who fall under these categories. In a press release on Thursday, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the new rules are expected to eliminate the loophole that allowed foreign students and exchange visitors to commit visa abuse by remaining in the U.S. indefinitely. F1 students and J1 visa holders, along with their families, will be admitted for the duration of their program, which is no more than 4 years. And those who require more time must apply for a stay extension and undergo a strict vetting process. Until now, such visa holders had been admitted to the U.S. for an unspecified period, allowing some to enroll in courses indefinitely to avoid departure. According to the South Korean Embassy in Washington, as of 2025, nearly 12,000 South Koreans were residing in the U.S. on F1 student visas, along with some 1,300 family members accompanying them on F2 visas. There were 349 South Koreans holding foreign media I visas and exchange visitors who entered the U.S. on J1 visas, numbered nearly 8,000 with more than 3,000 family members. U.S. President Donald Trump has once again claimed that China interfered in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and unlawfully obtained data on hundreds of millions of American voters, and said newly declassified intelligence shows Russia, Iran, and North Korea are also capable of breaching U.S. election systems. In a primetime address to the nation on Thursday, Trump announced the immediate declassification of release of critical intelligence revealing shocking vulnerabilities in the U.S. election infrastructure. Referring to an inquiry by the White House Government Transparency Task Force, Trump stated that beginning with the 2020 election cycle, China undertook what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in the illegal acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. He noted an assessment indicating that adversaries and non-state actors, including Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, are believed to have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure.
As one assessment states, we judge that the United States adversaries, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure. That's unquote, but that's some statement, isn't it?
Prior to Trump's speech, Liu Chang, spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington, told Reuters that Beijing has never and will never interfere in the presidential elections of the U.S. Several U.S. media outlets, including the New York Times and CNN, reported that the voter files allegedly obtained by China were already public records and that no evidence was found to support claims that the actual election results had been manipulated. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Hu Hee-jin.
KBS World Radio.